So yeah, let's have a look at one of the players who's out on loan. This is something we're going to start doing on the show. Unofficially, this is called Loan Watch. And Tom, one of the players that we're going to start with is, and when I mentioned about this feature, you said straight away, well, it has to be Lee Irwin on loan from Leeds United at Bury FC. Steve Evans has mentioned about the fact that he was looking at him when he was at Rotherham and that, yeah, he'd play a big part in Leeds United. That was the hint when he came back.
Yeah, I think, you know, what Lee Irwin is, he's an attacking player who Steve Evans has spoken of highly. Very interesting as well, during the first press conference of Steve Evans, Lee Irwin was mentioned. He will be available for the big derby against Huddersfield Town in just over a week's time. So it's interesting to see just what he's been gaming up to while he's been at Bury.
Yeah, let's speak to Tom Pickup, who's a reporter and a huge fan of Bury FC. Tom, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Andy. Thank you.
Now, Lee Irwin, his time at Bury joined, I think it was the very beginning of this month, wasn't it? He hasn't had too much chance to make an impact on the pitch, but what about with the fans? What do the fans think of him?
Well, when he was signed, it was a bit of a shock, because the thing about Bury in the summer is that we bought Leon Clark and Pope up front, and we already had, of course, Lo Nardiello, amongst others. So we were a bit shocked to sign another forward. But he was actually playing a little bit deeper in a slightly different role from midfield and taking runs on, taking people on. So he started his first game, had a decent match against Wigan. As I say, he was quite good on the ball, got a few tricks up his sleeve, and he can hold the ball up quite well. So that was something that he added to Bury's game. But the other thing that was actually pretty good was that he brought others into the game. He came off after about an hour. And after that, Bury went on to do a little bit better with Popon up front. And since then, he's only made one brief substitute appearance before being recalled by Steve Evans. So it's difficult to say an awful lot, but from what I saw, I was quite impressed.
Obviously, he had quite a reputation with what he did at Motherwell last season. Didn't make too many appearances for Bury, but just how impressed were you with him? And do you think he can make that step up to the Championship?
Yeah, definitely. I think at Bury's level, we obviously near the top of League One. We played some good sides, like Wigan, of course, Sheffield United, who are probably going to shake up the Championship football, and he seemed quite at home then. There's a lot of difference between a player at that level who they've got a bit of physicality and they can sort of make a presence, but someone like Irwin, you can tell his skill on the ball is the step up, and I think that's the difference between the lower leagues, possibly the Scottish leagues where he's been before, and the Championship. So I say, yeah, it's definitely worth a go for Steve Evans, certainly.
And just while we've got you on the phone, Tom, I want to find out about Bury, because it's been a bit of a change over the last 18 months, 2 years or so. New training ground, though it's not a new training ground, but it's new to Bury, and there's other things that have been going on at the club, aren't there?
Yeah, when the new owners came in, spearheaded by Jay a couple of years ago now, more than a couple of years ago, it was called the Revolution. And, of course, it didn't really start very well with Kevin Blackwell's reign coming to an end nearer October 2 years ago. But since then, since David Flitcroft took over, it's been a lot of wins and, of course, promotion. And it's more the professionalism of the club has greatly improved. There's an awful lot of things going on in the background in terms of the commercial enterprises, trying to make the club get enough money coming in so that we can justify the expenses, which have been considerable given Bury's League One status. As I say before, people like Leon Clark don't come for free. We've had big wages like that, a big squad. And I think the move to Carrington was certainly brilliant for the players' form last season. I think that's as soon as we moved there, went on the start of our unbeaten run, which took us up. And I think when you can attract players, you're able to attract players better when you can show off these facilities, which are still Premier League standard. And I think we must have done a very good deal with the people of City, because that's been brilliant. And I think David Flitcroft is treating the club as if they were a Premier League club. There's no reason why they shouldn't. It's a very, very old time on the club with a lot of history on the side, and we just want to get back to the big time, even if that is the Championship, which would be a massive step up for Bury.
And looking at Bury at the moment in time, seventh in the League One table, so near to them playoff places. Just this season, do you think they can go up, or do you think it would be a case maybe this year they'd be in and around the top half of the table, then move on for next season?
Yeah, well, when Stuart Day, the chairman, took over, he said he'd like Championship football in 5 years. Well, we've had 2.5 years, and we've already done one of the steps up. And I think the first few games we kept drawing, and it was a case of we really should be getting more points. But then, of course, went on that six-game unbeaten run, and we were third. And all of a sudden, people are talking about automatic promotion, having set the earlier brief just to stay up. I think the truth probably lies somewhere in the middle. We've just gone on a little bit of a sticky run, chopping and changing the side a little bit too much, in my opinion. But if we can get back to that earlier season form, I think a playoff challenge would be certainly reasonable, given the squad we've got and given the manager we've got. I'd back us for the playoffs at the moment.
What about the FA Cup game? Just quickly, Tom, drawing Wigan Athletic, local rivals. What do you reckon your chances are of getting that game on TV?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great Lancashire derby. And, of course, Wigan won the Cup two or three years ago, so there is that added spice to it. The fact that we've played each other in the league already was a cracking 2-2 draw. And we've also played each other in the League Cup, so they've played Wigan four times this season. Very turned out victors then. But in terms of the TV, often they try and show a non-league team against a League One club to try and provoke an upset. So I'm not sure about that. But if they were inclined to show two of the best teams certainly in the competition at this stage, then you would choose Bury v Wigan.
And just one final question, Tom. There is, of course, the link between Bury and Leeds United with Lee Irwin. You mentioned Kevin Blackwell as well as a link. But as somebody who kind of looks at Leeds United from the outside, what do you think of everything that's been going on with the club of late?
Well, I suppose you don't want to be too honest sometimes, but I've got many friends who are Leeds fans, and they just seem at a loss because they don't have any control over the club. Obviously, the chairman is a very, very different kind of chairman than Bury have got, and it seems that he isn't prepared to be patient with managers. And it's a very big club to come into, so a lot of these managers don't want to turn the job down. They want to be the ones to break the mould and go on a good run and take Leeds back to the Premiership. But at the moment, I think you'll all be thinking that instability doesn't usually breed success, certainly at Championship level. The teams that seem to go off of the team have a platform for success rather than chop changing the manager. And Steve Evans, he's a warrior, isn't he? He's someone who he won't mind the negative press and all that negative attention. He just wants to get Leeds winning more games, really. Even though I do think Uwe Rosler was unlucky, it's hopefully going to be the start of a slightly more bullish Leeds. And I don't think they're going to be very likeable, but they might be getting more results.